We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Promoting America's values and sovereignty.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Exposing the lies, exaggerations.
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
And propaganda of the loony left.
And when Donald Trump says to the world, well, we're going to negotiate a better deal. I mean, that's like O.J. Simpson saying he's going to go out and find the real killer.
This is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
Yes, it is. And this is not Vince, as you can no doubt tell. As a matter of fact, there was a texter earlier who said, gee, what's wrong with your voice, Vince? You sound like that old dude. Well, it is. It's the old dude, all right? Make of it what you will.
Yeah, back in my day, damn it.
Anyway, Jim Bohannon here for Vince this morning because I felt like it and because they pay me and, you know, things like that. And plus the fact that I love to talk to you folks. You can give us a shout on the old telephone or text us. And either way, we will interact because that's what we do around these parts. Vince, I'm not sure. I guess he's back Monday. Anyway, be that as it may, it's good to have you folks with us today on the program. And had a texter, let's see here, checking that old text message stream here. A repeat of the keyword that is dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R, dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R. Texter says, Jimbo, isn't Hunter Biden around 45 years old? John in Fountain Inn. 48, to be exact. 20 years older than the stripper he impregnated. And so the old youthful indiscretion excuse is getting a little thin, okay, at 48. But, yeah, that's true. Hunter has had, an interesting life. And I'm sure it's not easy being the child of somebody famous. In fact, I've interviewed some famous children in my life, and they all agreed that there were pluses and minuses. It opens a lot of doors, but it also raises expectations. And, of course, Hunter Biden has a track record of falling way below any expectation that was put forward. So, anyway, here, let's see. We have another limerick alert from our good friend Alan R. in Spartanburg. Okay. Cashing in on Joe Biden's fame is an old Biden family game, but I just had to laugh. Hunter named his son Gaff. He'll get rich on his grandpappy's fame. Bada bing, bada boom. Thank you very much. We're here all week. Okay, so anyway, looking at some of the things that are happening out there, I noticed, of course, during that opening for the Vince Coakley radio program, they had a clip in there about guns. This will be a surprise to all of you. Data shows Virginia gun sales have soared. Well, gee, I wonder why. Could it possibly be what the Virginia legislature has been up to? Many of you are probably aware of that big rally that took place in Richmond, Virginia on Monday. You remember the one where all the terrible violence broke out, hundreds killed? Yeah, that didn't happen, did it? No. Peaceful as can be. One person arrested, one woman, an Antifa lowlife who was wearing a mask on her face. And then the protesters cleaned up their own mess. Yeah, that happens at left-wing rallies all the time. Uh-huh. that was very disappointing to Governor Blackface up in Richmond. I'm sure he didn't want anybody killed or even injured, but if there'd just been some trouble, if these right-wing militia lunatics had just caused some trouble, and here all these peaceful Virginia citizens showed up, and of course out-of-staters too, and They had very strict rules, the organizers, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. They explained everything, you know, don't take your gun into the Capitol if you have a gun. Don't leave your gun in the car, unlocked and in plain sight. And everybody adhered to the rules. I mean, you would get more trouble leaving a night baseball game And I know that was really disappointing to the left-wing hacks that the people of Virginia have thoughtlessly placed in positions of control there. I just wanted to pass that along. But gun dealers in Virginia report sales are soaring. Now, I used to live in the People's Republic of Maryland, okay? And I remember the day I went in to get my Smith & Wesson 357. And it was right before they put the kibosh on the AR-15. And, gosh, there was a line that extended. It was a good-sized gun store. It even had a shooting range in the back, which is where we went to target shoot. But a good-sized store, the line for the AR-15, my goodness, extended out onto the sidewalk. I was amazed. And the paperwork I had to fill out was it took me all morning to get that 357. So, be that as it may, I just thought I would pass that along. That shock of shocks, gun sales in Virginia are way up. And, of course, right after the big rally that occurred in Richmond, the Virginia Senate promptly voted for the red flag law. So wanted to get that little aside out of there. Something else about impeachment that I thought I would toss at you at 12 minutes now past 11. And that is Trump attorney Ken Starr has made note of this. Starr, of course, is a former judge. He was an independent counsel. His investigation led to the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago. And now he's on the Trump defense team. So he's seen this from all sides. He's been a judge. He has prosecuted an impeachment case. He is defending in an impeachment case. And he notes something. If you follow the events of the day, you may have noticed, you know, obstruction of Congress, you've never heard that before? You would be correct. You have not. The Democrats made that up. Here's a call from John in Charlotte to join us this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, thank you.
I got something to say about the Bidens. Well, first of all, there was a report about Joe Biden was asked whether or not he would go if he was subpoenaed, and he didn't want no part of that. My thing is this, the man's running for president. You would think that if he got subpoenaed, or he would volunteer actually to go up there and clear his name, why would you want a cloud hanging over you like that if you're running for president? But neither him nor his son want any part of going to Congress.
No, because they figure that if they don't testify, people will forget.
We ain't going to forget.
No, well, you're not. That's true. But you're probably not going to vote for him in the first place. Let's not forget that the core of the Joe Biden constituency are people who vote for one reason and one reason only, John. Their only issue in voting when they vote, and fortunately that's not that often, their only issue is who's going to give me the most free stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
that's unfortunate.
Yes, it is unfortunate. But again, You can't get the electorate you want unless, of course, you're a Democrat and you decide to let in as many illegals as you can, give them all driver's licenses, and then let them turn right around and use that driver's license to register to vote. Otherwise, the rest of us can't do that. Go ahead.
That's a shame. I mean, what this country's turned into, I'm 65 years old. I've been through a lot of stuff in this country, been in the military, and I never, never thought I would see what's going on today. That's going on in this country in politics.
Neither did I, honestly. Thank you for your service, by the way. I'm an old Vietnam vet myself.
Me too. I went in 72. I was right there at the butt end of it.
You sure were. I was there 67 to 68. I was there for the Tet Offensive. So.
Oh, you were there for the good part.
yeah, absolutely. Well, it was exciting, I'll say that. They put on quite a light show, I remember, on the night of Tet. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That was a little dicey at times there. Anyway, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much, your call, John, and your listenership. And we have more of that coming up, of course. Just give us a shout on the old telephone or the text line. This is Jim Bohannon in for Vince Coakley, and we're going to make this morning hum right along as we move our way up towards that guy Rush. All right, stand by. More to come. It's 11:15.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Now 11:20 on the Vince Coakley radio program. Thank you for joining us today. And we said, you know, you can text us, you can call in. Well, Mark in Rock Hill chose to call in. Good morning, Mark, and thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you, Jim, for your being a seasoned broadcaster and your service to our country.
Thank you.
Right. I have a question that is basic on the assumption of following the news around the world that Ukraine is a form and function different than Venezuela as being a failed state, according to our own State Department. And with Russia annexing a portion of the country, was it still, as I learned in high school many moons ago, after Vietnam, is it still searching for a warm water port for their military?
They would love to have one, certainly. They of course have the Crimea.
Yeah,
and their naval access to Crimea was guaranteed at the time of the territorial integrity of Ukraine being promised but not fulfilled back in 1991, and of course that gives them access to the Black Sea. But then you've still got to pass right through the Dardanelles, that little narrow neck there, into the Mediterranean. So the Turks could therefore shut off their access to warm water. Yeah, they've always wanted a warm water port. Their presence in Afghanistan didn't give them a warm water port, but it brought them closer. They do want one. I don't know that you would call Ukraine a failed state. It's an extremely corrupt state and one that's obviously under siege. Venezuela, by almost any definition, is a failed state. Somalia is a failed state. Haiti is a failed state, that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your listenership and your call, Mark. All righty. I was talking a little bit about what Ken Starr had to say. As a former judge, former independent counsel whose investigation led to the Clinton impeachment, now he's on the defense team for Donald Trump. And he notes that these two articles that were voted to impeach the president, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And Starr notes something that's pretty important, and that is that there is no such thing as obstruction of Congress. And again, I first noticed that when this article first came out, I thought obstruction of Congress. Well, of course, it sounds like obstruction of justice, but it's not the same thing. And I got to looking into it, and I don't know that the phrase obstruction of Congress has ever appeared anywhere before. There are valid legal reasons as to why the president has not participated in all of this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If, in fact, if there was such a thing as obstruction of Congress, then Ken Starr says the Democrats should have gone to court. You've got subpoenas for documents. You've got subpoenas for witnesses. You go to court. In effect, they're saying we don't care what the defenses are. And that's true. So there are legal reasons. The executive privilege is not something made up. It does exist. So to continue with Ken Starr's comments, they, meaning the Democrats, hold him, Donald Trump, essentially in contempt for obstructing Congress. This has never been tried before, and it is, I think, a willful betrayal of the traditions of separation of power. Go to court, get these things ironed out, let a judge decide. Well, that wasn't at all what was of interest to the Democrats, and wasn't at all where they wanted to go here. Again, this was predetermined. They had a pre-opinion about all of this, which you may say, well, that's wrong. I'm sure that Chuck Schumer would say that, except, of course, the term pre-opinion was invented by brand-new Senator Chuck Schumer, when he declared that he would be voting for the acquittal of Bill Clinton back 20 years ago. How things do change when the shoe is on the other foot. So, again, hypocrisy is just a standard part of the game, the playbook here for the Democrats. Comments by Jerry Nadler that an impeachment must be bipartisan. 20 years makes a lot of difference. Heck, just 20 weeks or so makes a lot of difference for Nancy Pelosi, who in the middle of this current impeachment said that an impeachment process to be valid must be bipartisan. Well, it wasn't, and you knew it wasn't going to be, Nancy. So, again, keep in mind this is all about nothing more than persuading voters. The president is going to be acquitted in this trial. Everybody knows that. Nobody would be more shocked than Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi if they got a conviction. Be like the dog that chased a car and then the dog catches the car. Now what? They wouldn't know what to do if, in fact, they actually got him convicted. You then impeach Mike Pence so that you try to get him out of the way and then Nancy is president, which would be what would happen. I don't know, but you've got to keep in mind, this is designed to impress voters. Donald Trump is a really, really bad guy, and you should not vote for him again. Which, let's face it, at least that would be playing by the rules. Okay, you think Donald Trump's a bad guy, then don't vote for him. In fact, if you really think he shouldn't be president, you shouldn't vote for him. I happen to think that he should be, but again, that's a difference of opinion. We settle those things by means of elections in this country. But that's what this is all about. The Democrats don't feel that they can really lay a glove on the president in terms of the issues. The economy is just purring along. And as James Carville famously said, the former campaign manager for Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid, barring a major overseas crisis. And son of a gun, that war with Iran didn't quite turn out the way that a lot of people thought, did it? So we have no overseas crisis. The economy is going to be a major factor here. It really is. So, plus you've got an array of presidential hopefuls who don't stand out from the crowd exactly. Oh, and all the talk about, you know, another Democrat's going to get in. It's too late to get on the ballot in a lot of places. Even Mike Bloomberg and his billions, he's not on the ballot before Super Tuesday, for Pete's sake. Hillary, I'm sure, ran a poll in the middle of last year, found that it was quiet poll. Nobody, you know, said when they polled people, nobody said we're from the Clinton people. They simply asked Democrats, would you vote for Hillary again? And the answer was a resounding no, or else she would have run. Michelle Obama doesn't want to be a part of some lame run for the presidency. If she runs for something, it'll be to be serious, and this would be very lame at this point. Biden, of course, has got all of this stuff with Hunter and gaffes that can be apparently attributed to his age. Pete Buttigieg can't buy black support. Elizabeth Warren gets crucified for being a person who's going to pay for everything for everybody, and somehow she won't tax the middle class. And Bernie Sanders, of course, just the far-left curmudgeon. One of those is almost certainly going to be their nominee. Not an easy time for the Democrats right now. So, one more thing that I have to add here. Biden asked about the way that the Republicans behaved on the first day of the impeachment hearings. He said, I was embarrassed for the institution of the Senate. Well, I'll tell you something. I've been embarrassed by a lot of things too, Joe, including the House. And if you really want to see some embarrassment, show up and testify, Joe. I'll show you embarrassment. All righty. This is Jim Bohannon for Vince Coakley on this Friday morning. Glad that you are with us this morning. Stand by. We've got some more news to insert into your ear canal. It's now 11:29.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. This is not Vince Coakley, but hey, I do the best I can. Jim Bohannon filling in, and delighted to have you folks with us. Oh, did I mention the key word? It's dollar, D D-O-L-L-A-R. How appropriate. Just text DOLLAR to 72881 to get in to win 1,000 of them there dollars. Glad you're with us this morning. And again, by telephone or by text line, we're happy to communicate with you here. Texter says, let's see here. Jim, I'm independent, and most of my family and friends are as well. Half voted for Trump last time. 100% have moved to vote for Trump in 2020, many because of this impeachment. That's a real factor. There have been a lot of people who have just considered this overkill, even people who didn't particularly like Donald Trump or may have had a liberal attitude, but they just simply see piling on and overkill and nonsense and partisanship run amok. Again, if I were advising the Democrats, not something I'm prone to do, but if I were, I would have said, this is a lame idea. I would have done what I think Nancy Pelosi really wanted to do, vote a measure of censure, which has no meaning. You can't remove anybody from office. One House can do it, the House or the Senate. And essentially, a censure vote would have been, nah, 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 we don't like you, Donald. And then they could have, you know, gone home and said, look, we voted a measure of censure, so all of you liberals in our district here, you can vote for me, because I was a good person. I tried to stick it to Donald Trump. Impeachment from day one was going to be a losing proposition. So, for what it's worth, sure, you want to impeach him again? Do it. Want to go for 400 electoral votes? Let's go for 425. Do I hear 450? Do I hear 475? Why not? Again, if the Democrats are insistent on going down this road, why should I stop them, right? Texter says, Jim, since you were at Ground Zero during the Tet Offensive, what was your impression of the Ken Burns documentary, Vietnam War? I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I interviewed Ken Burns about that documentary. I felt that there were some things that he didn't get quite right. We had some differences about that. There was, of course, that old canard about how the Tet Offensive was a surprise. Hey, I was an enlisted man E5, okay? Granted, I had an above-top secret clearance, but there were hundreds of people with my clearance. And we knew that was coming. Enemy troop movements and the like, radio transmissions, and the importance of the Tet Lunar New Year. We knew there was going to be a big attack. In fact, I was on guard duty the night of Tet, January 31st of 1968, and it got to around 1 a.m., and I'm thinking, well, where are they? And then the first rockets came in around 2 a.m., and it was on. So, yeah. Also, it was not, I thought, portrayed in Ken Burns' documentary truthfully about what it was, which was one of the most wipeout of the U.S. victories in the history of the U.S. military. The Viet Cong effectively disappeared after that. The North Vietnamese used them as cannon fodder. The rest of that war was prosecuted pretty much by North Vietnamese Army regulars, for what it's worth. All right, just wanted to pass that along because that was kind of a sore point for me. But yeah, Ken Burns is a good guy, and I thought it was overall a pretty good documentary. You know, who was talking at this Davos summit in Switzerland, the World Economic Summit, was not just President Trump, but George Soros was there. If you missed that, I doubt that they had drinks. But Soros has said that he's going to commit $1 billion coffee money for him, chump change. He will start a global university. Okay. He will fight authoritarian governments and climate change, and went on to add that he is opposed to the autocratic rule of various people, including Donald Trump, whom he called a con man and the ultimate narcissist. Well, George, gosh, it's radio, and there are certain regulations to keep me from telling you what you are, but then again, I suspect you pretty much know. But I would agree with this statement. George Soros and I are on record as agreeing with this statement. 2020 finds the fate of the world at stake. Yes, George, you are correct. It is, to a considerable extent. And we will be able to determine this coming November the extent to which we really believe that Santa Claus exists as a government bureaucrat, and the extent to which we are going to continue to erode our values and our institutions. Yes, George Soros, you are correct. The fate of the world is at stake in 2020. Nice to agree with George on something. I hardly ever agree with George Soros, but on that, yes, I would agree that he is correct. Hang in there, another day of the never-ending drone of the Democrats. telling us why they're so wonderful and why Donald Trump is so evil. But the Republican response kicks in on Saturday as the six-day-a-week impeachment trial continues. That is not in the Constitution that you have to do the 6 days a week. That's just a Senate rule that as long as the president is being tried, that they'll go 6 days a week. And that means that Sunday, Iowa and New Hampshire are going to see a tidal wave of visits from Bernie and Pocahontas and Amy and Michael Bennett of Colorado, who, yes, he's still running. Hard to believe, but he really is. And I'll be curious as to how long this goes. I really will. I know there are those who are predicting that it could end early, and there are those who want it to end early. I want the president's case to be fully presented, and I want, at the very least, subpoenas issued for the Bidens. If they beat them, claim executive privilege, or if Hunter were to show up and plead the fifth, whatever, that would still look good in a court of law, but it wouldn't look good in the eyes of the electorate. We'll see. Biden has led in the polls most of the way, but not overwhelmingly. Biden, interestingly enough, he'll do okay. He'll be in the pack at the Iowa caucuses a week from Monday. And he'll be in the pack in New Hampshire, which, of course, you have two senators from neighboring states, Warren of Massachusetts, Sanders of Vermont. It's South Carolina where you're going to see Biden just tear the world apart. And during Super Tuesday, you'll see Biden tearing the world apart. I think he's going to be the nominee. I really do. As weak as he is, as lacking in energy, as frankly showing some signs of age. I'm a geezer myself. I'm almost as old as Joe is, and I don't think that people are automatically bad or weak or incompetent because of age, but it's showing in Biden's case. I mean, you've got him, at times he has not known what state he was in. All right. For what it's worth, we pass that along. Jim Bohannon for Vince Coakley hereabouts, and boy, this has been a great deal of fun. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and appreciate your calls and texts and the like. Stand by. We've got 16 minutes before 12 noon.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.